in the autumn, South Carolina changed her color to ruby red and wild shades of orange. I watch them now from my upstairs room, the room June left behind when she got married last month. I could not have dreamed such a room. August bought me a new bed and a dressing table, white French provincial from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. Violet and Queenie donated a flowered rug that had been laying around in their extra room going to waste, and Mabelie sewed blue and white polka dot curtains for the windows with fringe balls along the hem. Cressy crocheted 4 8-legged octopuses out of various colors of yarn to sit on the bed. One octopus would have been enough for me, but it's the only handicraft Cressy knows how to do, so she just keeps doing it. Lunel created me a hat that outdid every other hat she'd ever made, including June's wedding hat. It reminds me a little of the Pope's hat. It's tall, just goes up into the air and keeps going. It does have more roundness than the Pope's hat, however. I expected blue, but no, she sewed it in golds and browns. I think it's supposed to be an old-fashioned beehive. I only wear it to the Daughters of Mary meetings, since anywhere else it would stop traffic for miles. Clayton comes over every week to talk to us about how he's working things out for me and Rosaline back in Sylvan. He says you cannot beat up somebody in jail and expect to get away with it. Even so, he says, they'll drop all the charges against me and Rosaline by Thanksgiving. Sometimes Clayton brings his daughter Becca over when he comes. She's a year younger than me. I always picture her like she is in the photograph in his office, holding his hand, jumping a wave. I keep my mother's things on a special shelf in my room, and I let Becca look at them but not touch. One day I will let her pick them up, since it seems that's what a girlfriend would do. The feeling that they are holy objects is already starting to wear off. Before long, I'll be handing Becca my mother's brush, saying, "Here, you want to brush your hair with this? You want to wear this whale pen?" Becca and I watch for Zack in the lunchroom and sit with him every chance we get. We have reputations as nigger lovers, which is how it's put to us, and when the ignoramuses ball up their notebook paper and throw it at Zack in the hallway, which seems to be a favorite pastime between classes, Becca and I are just as likely to get popped in the head as he is. Zack says we should walk on the other side of the hall from him. We say, "Balled up notebook paper, big deal." In the photograph by my bed, my mother is perpetually smiling on me. I guess I've forgiven us both, although sometimes in the night my dreams will take me back to the sadness and I have to wake up and forgive us again. I sit in my new room and write everything down. My heart never stops talking. I am the wall keeper now. I keep it fed with prayers and fresh rocks. I wouldn't be surprised if May's wailing wall outlasted us all. At the end of time, when all the world's buildings have crumbled away, there it will be. Each day I visit Black Mary, who looks at me with her wise face, older than old and ugly in a beautiful way. It seems the crevices run deeper into her body each time I see her, that her wooden skin ages before my eyes. I never get tired of looking at her thick arm jutting out, her fist like a bulb about to explode. She is a muscle of love, this Mary. I feel her in unexpected moments, her assumption into heaven happening in places inside me. She will suddenly rise, and when she does not go up into the sky, but further and further inside me. August says she goes into the holes life has gouged out of us. This is the autumn of wonders. Yet every day, every single day, I go back to that burned afternoon in August when T-Ray left. I go back to that one moment when I stood in the driveway with small rocks and clumps of dirt around my feet and looked back at the porch. And there they were, all these mothers. I have more mothers than any 8 girls off the street. They are the moons shining over me.
This has been a Highbridge Audio presentation.